This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. A toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. Live Saturday edition, continuing with Ian.
And Mark.
And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can also Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can interact with us on the air. But there's also a bunch of other channels on the Discord in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. So go to discord.lrn.fm to get in there. It is totally free, and there's apps for just about any operating system or smartphone that you might have. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. Mark is on the line with us listening to WVBG in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mark, I know you had more to share. We were talking earlier about the sort of presidential contenders, possibly, you know, The Rock, maybe Glenn Jacobs, who just won the mayoral election down in Knox County, Tennessee. Sure would be fun to see him take on Donald Trump in a debate. But go ahead with what else you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I was going to say a comment that you had made was that people vote for somebody that for some reason that they like, and I agree with it. It's basically a popularity contest.
Yeah, but it's a terrible way to pick a leader.
Yeah,
I don't want a leader.
The thing that people liked about Donald Trump was, I don't think, was his person. It was his message. I personally did not like him.
Which part of the message did you like?
All of it, from A to Z, all of it.
You liked all of his message?
Yep.
Tariffs?
Tariffs.
Building a wall?
All right. Well, tariffs are a terrible idea, and they've been hurting the economy. So I can't say I was really a big fan of that.
Well, as Trump says, it's short-term pain, long-term gain.
And what's the gain?
You know, you've got the gain is that we stop sending billions of dollars to China, which they're going to use to defeat us at our own game.
What game is that?
When you say sending billions to China, do you mean buying things from China?
Right. We buy $500 billion a year. They buy $100 billion
a year. Oh, yeah, there's a big disparity, no doubt, but that's because the United States, it's more expensive to make things here. I mean, there's a lot of people in China that are barely making ends meet by scratching, a living out of the dirt. In the United States, the poor people are fat. So, I mean, there's a difference
point.
Here.
And so what the tariffs do is level the playing field.
What they do is they make toasters cost $100.
Yeah, it doesn't level the playing field. Tariffs are paid by Americans. So when there's a tariff on Chinese products,
competition would never let a toaster get to be $100. But if the people in China were being paid the same wages as the people in the United States,
why in the world would you ever want to do that?
Why
would you not want the standard of living to rise for the people in China?
Wait, wait a second. The standard of living is rising in China, but if I opened a factory in China and paid wages of, it's the same as you pay, $25 an hour in China, nobody is going to manufacture anything at my plant because, well, for one, I'm an idiot. Two, they can go down the street and get it for a fifth of the price. Why would they pay that? This is bad economics from start to finish.
Yeah.
No one would leave the United States if the wages were the same. They'd just go from China to Bangladesh if they could make it work.
Right. If you impose a tariff on a product, I don't know if you understand this, but it hurts Americans when you do that, because if the American who's buying the product still wants that product from China, the American pays the tariff, and it's essentially a larger tax that's then being extracted from that American buyer and going into the government's pocket. It doesn't do anything
guys,
to punish.
Guys, wait. If you go to buy a toaster.
Yes.
And there's one that's made in America that's $20, and one made in China is $10.
Mm, uh-huh.
You're going to go with the $10 toaster.
Well, I don't know. It depends.
That may be true, but what I can tell you is that enough people have done this already that there are no toasters made in the United States any longer. The United States has lost its toaster-making abilities because they can't compete with lower labor.
But the manufacturing is coming back. And so if you raise the tariff,
manufacturing is, but manufacturing jobs aren't, okay? The manufacturing is being done by robots.
If you buy the toaster, if you put the tariffs on the product,
yeah.
and you go to buy a toaster, and the one that's made in America is $20, and the one that's made in China is $22,
mm-hmm.
people are going to buy the $20 toaster.
So what you're saying is...
What you've done is you have supported the economy in the United States.
You've hurt the economy.
You've provided the means to hire people, wages, income, profit, et cetera, to hire people in the United States, which is
what
why
you've
our
done,
employment is at an all-time low.
Mark, what you've done is you've just forced the American buyer to pay $10 more than they otherwise would have for a toaster. That's $10 less than they now have $10 fewer in their wallet. That's $10 they can't spend on their kids. That's $10 they can't spend on paying the bills. It's $10 they can't spend on going out to eat. That's 10 less dollars or 10 fewer dollars that they have thanks to that tariff. You just hurt an American by doing that.
I've got two drills. One's a really old drill that you crank with your hand. And then one's one of these new cordless babies.
Mm-hmm.
I got it after the last one went up in flames. What I really should have done for my economy at my house is I should have stuck with the old hand crank drill that took forever and did a crappy job instead of spending this money and sending a budget surplus to Home Depot. And I should have kept this old crappy crank drill. No, that's wrong, because now I have more time in my life, because I don't have to spend my time cranking a drill. My wife doesn't have to wash her clothes by hand. You know, like all these other the time-saving devices that we've traded money for have made our lives better. Our relationship with China, free trade makes everybody wealthier.
Mm-hmm.
Tariffs make everybody poorer.
It's so true.
But it's not free trade to begin with, because the Chinese are subsidizing an artificially low price.
They can only do that for so long.
If that's actually true, then who cares? That benefits the American consumer.
Right.
If somebody can buy, if somebody's going to buy something from China, it's because it's cheaper.
The American worker. And it doesn't benefit
the American workers are consumers.
The American workers are at an all-time low, as you said. No, listen.
That's a selfish motivation.
No, well, okay. Look, I'm not going to pay five times the amount to make your American worker thing happy. The American worker has gone on and done something else. In the same way that the blacksmith stopped making horseshoes and then started making car parts, the American worker then finds something else to do.
Right.
To take your analogy of the overpriced product a bit further, if $20 is too high for the toaster, then Company B over here says, hey, Mark's making a huge amount of money on these toasters. We're going to make them and start selling them here in the United States for $15 a piece.
Well, that's easy to say,
That is the free market.
But it's not a free market, as you already admitted. It's not a free market, and it is less free if you have tariffs in place preventing people from, let's say, oh, I don't know, sourcing their parts from China. But further, if you have to pay American wages to manufacture a toaster, there's just no way you can do it as cheap as places around the world.
You can and lose money,
well,
but you'll benefit the workers.
And so there, you benefit the workers in China. They're having to raise their standard of living over there.
The government
can't continue to subsidize the toaster business. You're providing jobs in a fair market economy in the United States. You're providing opportunities for people to go to work. You're providing opportunity for people to learn the skills to program and operate, repair, and maintain the robots that make the toaster. So it's just a never-ending cycle.
It's going to be a never-ending cycle of poverty, Mark. Thank you for
calling. If the United States can't compete without tariffs, the United States, I mean, look, I'm sorry. If your business can't compete without artificially inflating the price of your competition,
you don't belong in business.
You shouldn't be doing that line of work.
Yeah. It's really sad. I mean, it's unfortunate that people just don't see that. The idea that the American worker is not a consumer. Hello? The American worker is a consumer. They have to feed their family. They go out. They buy products. They buy toasters.
They get lower prices every day.
Right. Well, as long as there aren't tariffs getting in the way to artificially raise the prices on the American worker, who are the consumers. Are some of the consumers. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line room is open for you at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us, that is the way to do it. discord.lrn.fm. LibertyStickers.com, that's how you reach people with the ideas of liberty, and boy, do they need it now more than ever. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. Reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, now, as long as you drive a little bit. If it sits in the garage, you're not going to reach anybody.
You put it on your laptop.
Yep,
to the library.
That's another one. You can reach a bunch of people, and they've got some really great sayings on their stickers over at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, I want to get back into your calls, but just a little bit more on the Trump trade situation. Again, the proposal for all these tariffs, and many of them have apparently been put in place. We talked about a newspaper tariff that's actually helping to kill off newspapers even sooner than you might have expected them to die.
Wood pulp, you mean?
Yeah, some kind of pulp tariff has been hurting.
Pulp has gone up a lot recently. So now
up by 30%.
Yeah, now's the time, ladies and gentlemen, to get rid of those crappy pine trees on your property. People might come and get them a little more cheaply than they would otherwise.
So, you know, the last caller, and I appreciate the discussion, the last caller had brought up this issue and talked about toasters, right? And the example he gave was...
I use the toasters, yeah.
Okay,
by the way, that guy
was talking about it as well.
Very literate, at least understood the terms that we were talking about and these sorts of things. Oftentimes, when you're dealing with people talking in economic discussions, they don't even know the terms. So they absolutely knew the terms.
So he gave example of a toaster, saying it was $10 out of China, maybe $20 in the U.S., and so therefore, with a tariff, it would make it so the U.S. toaster would cost less than the Chinese toaster, meaning $20 for the U.S. toaster, $22 for the Chinese toaster. And I said, well, you're actually hurting the consumer because now you're forcing them to pay more for something that they could have paid less for. That's less money in their pocket at the end of the day, at the end of the shopping trip. But you don't just look at the one toaster. You've got to look across the board. If you're talking about tariffs against products coming from other countries, then you got to add it to, you know, the toaster, the fruit, you know, all these other things that are coming in, these little parts, trinkets, whatever it is that people are buying.
Even the things people make here are often...
are going to go up in price.
Well, yeah, they're going to go up in price because they can.
Because if they're sourcing parts from outside.
Sourcing parts and resources. It's a global economy.
But everything's going to go up in price, and so that means that at the end of the day, at the end of a shopping trip, the workers in America, which is who he was concerned about, the mom or the dad or whoever's out doing the shopping trip, is going to come home poorer as a result of that. They're going to have fewer items in their cart, and they're going to have spent more money to buy those things. How anybody can look at that and say, well, that's good for the economy. No, it's not. It's good for the economy when people have more money that they can spend, when they have more money that they can save at the end of the day because they've been able to buy things from outside of the country, like, you know, fresh fruit that's normally out of season, or, again, all these products that are being manufactured for much lower prices. That benefits the consumer, and if it benefits the consumer, that benefits the economy. And the workers, by the way.
Yeah, I tend not to think that a manufacturing economy is what the United States particularly needs. But it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what the economy will bear. And currently with, you know, the cost of labor in the United States, whether you support minimum wage laws or not, the cost of labor in the United States just makes it impossible for the U.S. to compete when you talk about mass production that other countries could do.
Let's go to the phones to The Fun. Harold is on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Harold.
Hi, guys. How are you guys tonight?
Excellent.
I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Most of the time when I listen to it, I would say that I probably don't agree with you most of the time.
All right.
But on this particular topic, I certainly do, and I share your frustration with trying to teach economics to Mark.
the caller.
The caller.
Yes. So you were asking him what he liked about Trump's ideas, and I did vote for Trump, but I voted for Trump because I thought, being a person who has a top secret security clearance, I could not in good conscience vote for Hillary at all.
Yeah.
And not that I...
You have a top secret security clearance? Is that what you said?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And so I appreciate what it means to maintain our nation's secrets. And I think that she did not, and I think she willfully did not. So therefore, I couldn't vote for her.
I met a lifetime Democrat, as a matter of fact, a judge in a southern state, who refused to vote for Hillary based on his, a relative of his, a Secret Service agent, had been for a long time, and said that basically she's just a terrible human being.
Mm.
Now, you know, I don't know. This is just what I...
Well, obviously, she's a politician.
But a lifetime Democrat. Like, and when I say a lifetime Democrat, I don't mean somebody who voted Democrat. I mean somebody who was at the
party
Democratic
member.
Conventions. Yeah. You know, an elected judge, Democrat, whose child worked at the Secret Service. And he
no
said,
doubt.
I just couldn't
detestable.
In good conscience
she's,
do it. Yeah.
Right, she's detestable, no doubt about it. But go ahead with other comments you had, Harold.
Yeah, so anyway, I wanted to talk about the tariffs. And I didn't know what Trump's position was. All I knew that was Trump at least advocated, and I can't, I never know what to believe when it comes out of his mouth. I agree with you guys. He lies up and down, so I can only act and respond to what is and isn't being done out of Washington. I don't like the tariffs, but what I do like with regard to what Trump has done, whether he intended to or not, he at least brought forward the hypocrisy of what the NAFTA agreement was all about. And he talked about, I mean, the NAFTA agreement was supposed to be about free trade. You would think that that means no tariffs, but that's not what it was at all. You know, the Canadians had protections for their products. The Mexicans had protections for their products. As it turns
out, the U.S.
out,
had protections,
Chinese
too.
Yeah. And we have protections, too. Exactly. So I think that he is an advocate for no tariffs at all, which is exactly what I'm an advocate of.
Yeah, that's what some spokesman said this week on one of the major shows. I'm sorry. I wish I had the
spokesman for Trump.
Yes, a Trump spokesman of some sort. I can't remember the name. I'll get it wrong. But, you know, one of these TV guys that was speaking for him.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. Look, if this is his system to get to free trade, I disagree with it. But, you know, good
you mean,
luck.
Now, I feel like I've heard of this. Is the idea these are reciprocal tariffs, and so if you drop your tariff, we'll drop our tariff? Is that what you're talking about,
that's
that
the
system?
Mm-hmm.
I think that he is at least bringing that to the forefront. And that is at least consistent with the other things, the disparities in NATO, with the Germans not paying their, I hate the term fair share, the colloquialism of it, but I'll go ahead and throw it out there, and all the other things that the United States gets taken advantage of, the Chinese. With
Harold, I want to say thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. We got time for you if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 4,500 firefighters continue to battle the car fire in Northern California, which has left six dead, destroyed more than 1,000 homes, and burned 142,000 acres. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Vosenko says many families were evacuated.
We've displaced nearly 40,000 plus people.
There's been about 1,300 plus homes that have been destroyed. But on the good part, we've repopulated many areas and got people back into their homes as quickly as possible. And this has been the largest and most destructive fire in Shasta County history, and I believe about the sixth in California.
Governor Jerry Brown says it was a humbling experience to see the destruction up close.
We're pretty smart, we're pretty rich, but relative to nature and its complexities, we're all students and we have to learn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know who else is into protectionism? Nicolas Maduro, down in Venezuela. He's all into making sure that all the companies in Venezuela are protected.
Well, they're all government-owned at this point.
Well, not all of them.
Nationalized all of them.
Most of them. Definitely, they've done a severe amount of nationalizing, and certainly most people who support Trump would probably see that as a bad thing, hopefully. But ultimately, the idea of...
A lot of people, when it's their favorite politician, they can just get away with anything. So if... Obama did nationalize the auto companies, the auto manufacturers, to some extent.
Uh-huh.
He decided how Chrysler...
Was that Obama or Bush?
No, that was Obama.
Okay.
Decided how Chrysler was going to be dealt with and sold to Fiat and all kinds of things that should not have been done by the chief executive. And frankly, I believe that if Trump just came out and said, you know, we're going to take control of steel manufacturing or whatever. Steel's a big deal right now. That there are plenty of people that would cheer it. Lots and lots of people.
Most
of them wouldn't be Obama supporters.
We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. Oh, and I do want to let you know that Anarchapulco is already scheduled for 2019. In fact, the early bird ticket period has ended, but we can still get you 15% off of the ticket price over at anarchapulco.com. This is an event that sold out in 2018, and it was great. Mark, you and I were there.
It's awesome.
We did Free Talk Live every day from Anarchapulco, and we're going to do it again coming up February 14th through the 19th. You haven't missed out yet because it isn't sold out yet, but there is a chance this one's going to sell out too. The buzz around Anarchapulco is palatable. It's significant within the Liberty community. It's outside of the United States, so it attracts a wide swath of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists. These are people who, some of them, they won't come to the United States. They've left the United States, and they don't want to go back.
Some of them won't come to the United States. They've never been and aren't going to go.
Yeah, there's a large kind of expat group, I think, at the Anarchapulco event. Just folks who, they want to go to a libertarian event, but they don't want to go if it's in the United States. And, of course, great location, Acapulco, Mexico. It's absolutely beautiful in the month of February of 2019. So a great excuse to get out of if you're in a cold climate and come down and just have a good time with a bunch of libertarians. Like Ron Paul, he's going to be there. Speaking, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and I'm sure dozens more who have yet to be announced. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, save 15% off of your registration there. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Let's go to Don in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT-FM. Hey, Don.
Hey. In a perfect world, I think I agree with Ian on tariff, and because tariff is just a tax, and the consumer pays the tax, and
correct,
you know, but our founders chose tariff over other means of taxation. The income tax was actually declared unconstitutional in 1895 because it was
1895 is a heck of a long way from the founding of the country, but all right.
No, but I mean Abraham Lincoln imposed. To help finance the War of Northern Aggression by imposing an income tax. And other than that, it was just declared unconstitutional. They had to pass the 16th Amendment.
I don't think that the founders were capitalists. I don't think that they understood the at that point the Industrial Revolution hadn't even occurred. That to really find when the United States was at its peak, peak capitalism for the United States was probably between the 1850s and the 1900s, somewhere, 50-year period, they called it the Gilded Era or Gilded Age or whatever it is that they wish to call it. So I'm not even 100% clear that, George Washington or Thomas Jefferson would have understood what tariffs meant.
Well, they certainly did, and we don't have enough time to discuss that now, but I would like to point out a few things that, first of all, when we deal with communist China, we're dealing with a country that has enslaved their people. You talked about, they only make 11 cents an hour, or whatever you indicated earlier that they make. That's because they are in bondage. We shouldn't be trading with them at all. In other words, if a alien force came in and took over Pittsburgh and then put the people in bondage, we shouldn't be trading with them. We should be trying
to. So are you alleging that all Chinese manufacturing is slave labor? Because I don't think that's true.
Well, no. It all comes under government control. I mean, there are companies there that are favored and industries.
Sure.
And also, the other thing is they subsidize certain industries in order to run.
That's true in the United States, though.
Yeah, the United States subsidizes too. I mean, we've got the farm subsidies,
all kinds of corporate welfare.
Yeah. But okay, let's move this from China to Cuba, because we can definitely say that basically the Cuban government benefits directly from increased trade with the United States, and
the Cuban people also benefit from increased
trade.
That's
the debate, right? Like, so we all know that the Cuban people would benefit too, but the question is, do you want to benefit the government, make it more powerful, even though it'll become less tyrannical? Will it won't become democratic in whatever sense that we want it to be democratic? And China's already a republic because, well, heck, they have that in their name or whatever that means.
Cuba should should be treated the same way that I just espoused we should be treating communist China.
Right. That's why I wanted to bring it to Cuba, because it's more clear with Cuba. You can't get into this whole, well, what does the Chinese government does this or that? I think it's more clear with Cuba that Cuba is more socialist than the Chinese government is.
I mean, you know, we're adopting socialism. We've adopted, you know, Karl Marx had an 8-point plank for taking
10.
Over both nations.
We talked about it.
Yeah, 10. We think we're about 8.5 at this point. Yeah.
8 out of 10, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, when even our allies, you know, like Canada, they have favored industries, and they subsidize certain industries that hurt our industries. And so I think what Donald Trump is doing, I don't agree with the tariff idea. I think in the perfect world, we should eliminate them all. Mm-hmm. But I like what he's done so far, and what this amounts to is they've pretty much allowed, you know, other countries to dominate us to where, you know, we can't compete on the world stage. So we're the biggest market in the world. We're bigger than China.
Yep,
biggest market. And it's going to hurt them more, and it's going to bring them to a negotiating table. I like the idea.
See, I wouldn't use a term like dominate. I mean, if somebody's offering you a better price on the same product,
right? I don't try to dominate the hamburger dealer. You know, I just want a hamburger.
They're just offering you a better deal. You get to choose whether or not you go and do business with them. And people like, you know, these protectionists want to stop you from being able to make that choice.
I think the best argument for a trade war with China is that China doesn't respect the United States' intellectual property law. Right.
So good.
But you know, in one sense, it's not like China's going out and sharing the intellectual property that they get from the United States. They're not about sharing. They're about corporate espionage. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So there's a difference there. It's
give me a good knockoff. I don't care.
It's not even a nuance, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, the world's full of knockoffs, and many of them come from China. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And that's the question we have to ask ourselves: is do you want knockoffs or don't you want knockoffs?
I want choice. That's what I want.
You know Much of this is about protecting the United States' very powerful and rich people within the United States' intellectual property, not you and I.
Don, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate the discussion, although I disagree with the assertion that Chinese people are slaves to industry there, because many of them have chosen to go and work in those factories instead of, say, on a farm.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, "That's impossible." Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, Skype username, lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which is open for you now over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
As we continue, I do want to invite you over to the Free Talk Live Twitch channel, where we've got a live streaming video feed coming out of the studio every single night that we're live here, which is every single night, 7 nights a week. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you want to catch us over there, just go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow the channel. We've crossed the 400 follower threshold, and we've been at it for since January is when we started over there on Twitch after YouTube unceremoniously booted our live stream without explaining why. We went look for another video provider, and it turns out Twitch is actually pretty darn good at doing live video distribution and not charging us for it, which is, you know, nice. So head on over to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there, and then you'll get notifications of when we go live. And, you know, we're always live at the same time every night, but you don't always remember about it. So it's nice to get the notification on that. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can also gift us your Amazon Prime free subscription. They give you as one of your perks for being a Prime member, which you may not have already known about this, but you get a free subscription on Twitch because Amazon purchased Twitch, I think, a couple years ago. So that's one of your perks. If you're not using that perk on some other channel, give it to us. The way you can do it is outlined below our video feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Just, you know, scroll down a little bit and read below there, and you'll find the instructions on how to link up your accounts and how to subscribe to the Free Talk Live or the lrn.fm Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll take your calls, your thoughts. Larry is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, you have interesting conversations, but when you have them, you leave out the fact of our nature, of nature, in fact, of on a microscopic level even. Viruses and bacteria and any type of organism, the weak always get preyed on by the strong. And that is true. Without regulations and laws that have a degree of certainty, then our nature will take over and it's worse than capitalism by a long shot. And you never take that into consideration. I mean, it's a philosophical consideration, but it is the truth. When you talk about trade deals and so forth, you're talking about people who have been bribed and extorted, and you're talking about people who are into exploitation. In fact, that's what free trade means. Is exploitation.
What?
So
the United trade States means exploitation.
So you're backing up Trump.
Yes.
You support Trump's tariffs.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying they're giving you the philosophical meaning and explanation.
Well, no, you said you're against
like
free trade. You said
no,
you're
I'm
against
not
free
against
trade.
Free trade. But I'm not against free trade. But what I'm saying is free trade equals exploitation.
How?
When you have
you said that without regulations or whatever, that the weak will prey on the strong. The people who
That's
have
right.
The people with influence will use their influence and,
so the
and these
government.
Sorts of things. But I mean, what evidence do you have that with tariffs that people won't use their influence to get what they want? I mean, wouldn't American manufacturers, aren't American manufacturers really happy in some cases about these tariffs? I mean, now we can exploit the local customer and make them buy our new higher priced products, right?
I'll go way back. I'll go back to the founding of our industry here within the United States, where we surely placed tariffs. Plus, we had a barrier to keep the already established businesses that were in Europe from just making a dump on us because we had the ocean to separate us. And what we've done is to place tariffs in to develop our own industries and to a certain extent protect our own interests, our own businesses in the beginning. But if you let it keep on running and you have a lopsided situation, then it's going to be back to human nature. And we can, that's one thing that we can't overlook. When we overlook that,
I don't understand what you're saying here. You're talking about human nature. Are you saying that politicians aren't subject to human nature?
They are. They pray, we prey on the strong, prey on the weak.
So you would agree then that the politicians are strong because they've got a military and police state backing them, so they're preying on weak people. So why would you trust them to level a playing field? Why would you trust them to implement tariffs?
Because we allow them to do anything they do by not keeping up on them. When we elect them, we allow them to go away. We allow them to vote in situations to bring this country to its knees, and we go along with it because we like them. Like you said, we vote for people that we like.
You like politicians?
Yeah, well, the people that we vote for, we...
Well, not everybody votes for people they like. We had a guy call earlier saying he voted against Hillary, so he would have voted for anybody who wasn't Hillary.
Well, when you vote for somebody, that's an affirmation of your thoughts and how you feel toward them, that you feel good enough to give something as cherished as your vote to them, then that's when you say that you care for them and you feel like that they can do a good job.
No, that's not why everybody votes. Maybe that's why you vote, Larry, and thank you for the call tonight. That's not why everybody votes.
It's not why I vote.
Some people
I understand that a vote is mathematically insignificant.
Yeah, some
people. So when I went to the Republican primary, my guy, Rand Paul, had dropped out.
Like a coward.
Well, whatever it is that you might, look at you assigning meaning. He dropped out for whatever reason. He dropped out, and I didn't feel like I had anybody to vote for. I kind of went through all as I'm driving there in my pickup truck, my 2002 F-350. Right, I'm trying to decide who I'm going to vote for. I'm running Ben, then Fiorina. You know, this is the New Hampshire primary, so it's the first one. Everybody's still in, except for Rand Paul, of course, and I just came to the conclusion I don't like any of these people enough to vote for them. So I understand.
Voted against the rest of them.
No, I understood that my vote is mathematically insignificant, that whomever I vote for isn't going to win the Republican.
You could have just turned around then.
I could have. But I was running for office, and I felt like it was important for me to show up at the polls and place a vote so that people don't say, well, you know, this guy just runs and he doesn't vote. So I felt like I had to go. I could have not done anything, but it was the primary. Like, I could have gone and just turned in a blank ballot.
Yeah.
So I just decided, you know, it's a pencil mark on a piece of paper. Nobody here for whom I vote is going to win by one vote, take the presidency as a result. This is just one vote, and it's going to be completely meaningless in the grand scheme of things. And so I checked Donald Trump because that's who I believed was going to win. I'm just like, this is a snapshot in time. This is what I believe.
So you voted for him because you thought he would win, not because you thought he was the best choice of the remaining bad choices?
Right. It's just like when they spin the roulette wheel, mm-hmm. It's not that I love red and hate black or vice versa. I could just pick one of those two colors without having a feeling about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. My feeling was, I'm sad Rand Paul dropped out.
A lot of people will vote because they're voting against somebody.
That happens
a
lot.
They would vote for anybody but that somebody, and that certainly happened with both Hillary and Trump. Some people voted against Trump. Others voted against Hillary. Some did that by voting third party, so voting for the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, for instance, or just simply holding their nose and voting for either Trump or Hillary, whichever one they liked the most of those two, or disliked the least. and some people vote out of a sense of self-defense, not because they are endorsing the candidate that they're voting for. They feel as though voting for that candidate, whoever it is we're talking about, is going to be the least damaging vote that they can give, meaning it would be of the two or three or however many options there were, they would do the least damage, and so they vote for that person, not because they believe in them or agree with them, just simply because they're the lesser of the two evils.
By their estimation.
Yeah, and I don't know what portion of the voting population makes these rational or irrational, or however you want to look at it, rationalizes in these ways.
I talked to a girl who voted for George Bush because she felt like he was good looking. I mean, the whole notion that we give this small group primate that we call human beings a vote, we can see what the end result is. The end result is a reality TV star is now the president of the United States. His relationship to the truth is situational at best. Not to say, and look at the other side. The lady who cheated. Who had the intent to cheat. I can't tell you whether she cheated or not, but I can tell you she...
Cheating once, good chance she's cheated before.
She stacked the deck in order to become the nominee.
Leopards don't change their spots.
It's like The Simpsons with Kang and Krag or whatever running for office, carnivorous aliens running for office, and they're like, ha, 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 what are you going to do? Vote third party? I mean, the fact that the pitchforks and torches aren't out already just shows you what a docile beast we are.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you're on the line, hang in there. We got you coming up here in hour number three next. Also, if we got a chance, we'll talk more about another terrible president, the Venezuelan president. Much worse. It's Free Talk
Live. Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency.
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.